Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:50. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. And of course, we've been following the Turkish elections. A lot has gone on in that region. And none other than Timbisa Fukuda, who joins us this morning, has written and given his view on it. The geographical importance of the role of Turkey in global politics, especially after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, has increased. We wanted to ask him a little bit more about it. Timbisa Fukuda, Senior Research and Director at AfriSud. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
A great pleasure indeed. So the role of why is Turkey so important in global politics?
Well, Turkey is important in global politics because it's basically in the center of the world. That's where the two worlds meet. Asia meets Europe. And also it's geopolitically extremely important, particularly given the role of NATO, especially now with the Russia-Ukraine war. So the positioning of Turkey, in fact, is geographical positioning. It's key, particularly for the Black Sea. So all the Black Sea bordering nations will have to go through the Bosphorus Strait, which is in Istanbul, before they can reach the Mediterranean. So it's an extremely important place. And historically, of course, you know, the trade between the East and West used to go through the Turkey into the East and vice versa. So for that reason, is very important. But I think what makes it even more important now is because, you know, not only is it bothering Syria and other countries, but we see their role in terms of facilitating the grain exports from the Ukrainians and other Black Sea nations into African countries. So it has been flexing its muscle and demonstrating its political importance, particularly when it comes to NATO during this war.
And it's also interesting, you know, anecdotally, I've traveled to Turkey many times, and I always found it one of the most incredible countries from the perspective of balance, where it's a Muslim country with deep-rooted Muslim beliefs, but somehow balances all of these different ideologies, a very accepting country. And maybe it is, as you say, because it's Istanbul split by the Bosphorus, it literally sits in Asia and in Europe. Maybe that's all part of it. But that really does place it in a position to be able to be a very positive influence on the rest of the world, bringing the West and the East together.
Oh, yes, indeed. But also in terms of, the religious diversity and history, Turkey is extremely important because you find all of these historical places in Turkey, whether it's Hatay, Pamukkale, and Ephesus, all of these Christian important places are in Turkey. And at the same time, it's also a bastion of, Islamic history.
Absolutely.
Given that, and by the way, even later Christian history is also in Turkey, the Byzantine civilization. So it's a very interesting country, and it's also a melting pot of cultures. And it's displayed by its food and the language, fashion, because that's where everything met. So it's a melting pot of that civilization and global culture.
How does it balance some of the challenges in the area? Obviously, with Syria being one of them, that's been difficult for it over the last while. Its relationship with Russia, Iran. How does Turkey try and balance it? And what kind of a job is it doing of keeping this balance?
Well, at the moment, Turkey hosts over 3 million Syrians, plus other refugees and immigrants who came from other countries in the Middle East, particularly after the Arab Spring. Many of them are currently in Istanbul. And it's also helping at the moment as a a stopping point of all immigrants coming from Syria. There's a deal between the European Union and Turkey that it will try and mitigate the flow of people coming, particularly from Syria, into European countries, because that's the conduit that many of them have been using. So it's playing that very important role. In terms of politics, as part of NATO, it's been very critical. One of the, if not the only NATO country that has got, or are in speaking terms between Russia and the rest of Europe. Turkey is strategically placed because it continues to speak and negotiate with Russia, because Russia does need Turkey because of the waters. They can't do much on the Black Sea without having a friendly relationship with Turkey. So politically is extremely important, and it will continue to be so. I think also post 2011, after the Arab Spring, when the Syrian refugees started walking into European countries, it was Turkey that actually assisted, even though right now it's suffering from those consequences because it holds in a lot of refugees. But if it wasn't because of Turkey, you'd still be having this flow of refugees coming from Syria and other parts of the Arab world into Europe.
What does the latest election, with Erdogan holding on to power quite narrowly, what does that say about Turkey and its people?
Well, what surprised many people, that notwithstanding the earthquake impact in Turkey, many people in those areas overwhelmingly voted for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And it looks as if he's set to clinch the next term as the president of Turkey. But again, you know, Turkey is a very complicated country. It requires a very strong character as its leader, because it's polarized, whether it's ethnically polarized between Armenians, Kurdish, and the Turkish ethnic groups, which are many. And you also have religious polarization. But importantly, there are nationalisms in Turkey. People are very patriotic, and I think President Erdogan understands that with the introduction, for example, of various things that speaks to nationalism, including the latest release of the electric car called Tok, which gave an element of pride to the Turkish. He also went on, if you remember last week, to give salary raise to all the civil servants, 45% salary raise to all the civil servants. So he continued to speak to these nationalisms. And the threat of the PKK as a terrorist organization, he's one guy who's been very vocal in terms of how he will continue dealing with that. And the Turks are almost speaking with one voice in terms of the need to suppress PKK, and President Tayyip Erdogan has shown has been very firm in terms of how he's going to go dealing with that. So those are things that speak to Turkish nationalism. There are things that speak to Turkish economy, and also Turkish role in the world, particularly within NATO. We've seen Turkey flexing its muscle. That deal that they signed and brokered by the United Nations between Russia and Turkey, which allowed the grain shipment from Ukraine to go through the waters into the Mediterranean and eventual Africa, that again also assisted in a way.
Very, very interesting, and such a fascinating perspective. As always, Tembisa Fukuda, Senior Research and Director at AfriSud.